The United States will be foremost in stretching their hands across the Gulf to clasp the hands with the Roman power. This hand is a symbol of how the papacy brings the whole world into its control under the passage of the Sunday Law. But this passage here we just read tells us when the papacy will be destroyed. It says he's going to punish the fruit of the stout heart of the king of Assyria, the papacy, after the Lord has finished all his work on Mount Zion and Jerusalem. And what is the work that's going on in Mount Zion and Jerusalem? Judgment. Judgment's going on. And when probation finally closes, when the last person takes his stand for the Lord, the work on Mount Zion is finished. God has prepared his jewels. And then we can expect to see the haughty Assyrian punished. And this is consistent with what we understand in the rest of the spirit of prophecy. But what I want you to notice in here, in this narrative about where this haughty Assyrian is bragging about what he's did, he not only brags about that he's gathered all the world together with him, but he says he has removed the bounds of the people. Now, what's the bounds mean? Boundaries? The concordance will tell you it means boundaries. It also means landmarks. Now, there is a specific landmark that's under issue. It's the focus of this passage. It is the issue that he's saying he's removed. There's a boundary that he's tore down. And to focus in on what this boundary is, let's look at a passage from Manuscript Releases, Volume 13, page 69. And we're going to see what is the bounds or the boundary or the landmark that he's claiming to have removed. The Sabbath is God's memorial to his creative work, and it is a sign that is to be kept before the world. There is to be no compromise with those who are worshiping an idol Sabbath. We are not to spend our time in controversy with those who know the truth and upon whom the light of truth has been shining when they turn away their ear from the truth to turn to fables. I was told that men will employ every policy to make less prominent the differences between the faith of Seventh-day Adventists and those who observe the first day of the week. In this controversy, the whole world will be engaged, and time is short. This is no time to haul down our colors. A company was presented before me under the name Seventh-day Adventists who were advising that the banner or sign which makes us a distinctive people should not be held out so strikingly, for they claim it was not the best policy in securing success to our institution. This distinctive banner is to be borne through the world to the close of probation. In describing the remnant people of God,